You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here from the City Museum. Welcome back, Alyssa Borges, Curator of Public Programs.
Thank you.
Yeah, about once a month you come on Juno Afternoon to provide an overview of your activities at the City Museum. So how's summer going and what's going on for August?
Yeah, thanks. So lots of things happening. Summer's going great. Enjoying the hot weather. Mm-hmm. One thing I want to shout out to is we are accepting applications for the 2020-21 solo artists exhibit season. And these applications are due at the end of the month on August 31st. And we're hoping to get a lot of diverse applicants from the artist community. And if anybody is interested in applying, the applications can be picked up at the museum or downloaded on our website. There's several steps. So it's important to look over that application very carefully and make sure you check off all the to-dos on the form.
And I imagine you want artwork samples submitted as well.
Right. That'd be part of it, and examples of work and a statement, an artist statement. Mm-hmm. So there's several things involved in it.
Good to get a head start on that.
Definitely. Yeah.
And the deadline again is August 31st.
Yeah.
And these are the exhibits that open up on First Friday and typically run for about a month.
Right, yeah. So these are our fall-winter exhibits. So through our dark months where, you know, we have our First Friday and opening receptions with all the lovely food and gathering of all our local community.
Well, you've had some great ones this past year.
Yeah, and we have a great season coming up that we're gearing up for this year, this fall.
So 2019 and 20 is all set, and you're looking ahead to 2021.
Right.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I hope you, I hope everybody listening is inspired
me
to
too.
Submit
yeah.
an application.
Yes, me too. So we have some programs happening this month as well. We have on August 17th, which is a Saturday, we are participating in Parks and Rec's CBJ Day of Play. And we're, I think, second on the list. So from 10 to 11:30, we are inviting anybody to come to the museum, especially children. And it's free admission. And we're going to have out some fun activities and education objects that kids can touch and manipulate. We're going to be having a cranky table.
Cranky.
A cranky, which the more formal term for a cranky is a histograph. And these are, we did this at Comic-Con this year, but what they are is in a way to create an illustration on a long piece of paper that rolls up. So it's kind of like a moving illustration on either end.
Cool.
And, you know, you could imagine that being used in a play or in a theater. But these will be little handheld ones that you can create and take home with you. And then we'll also have a touch table out with old-timey toys and other objects from the education collection that you can kind of guess at. What is this thing? What might it have been used for? And things to handle.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Day of Play is just sort of a kind of a citywide event.
It is.
They move around. And
right, led by Parks and Rec. So there's, I think, at least 12 stops, and we're number two. And it looks, there's posters around town, so check, that's where you can find out all those activities.
But and that day of play is Saturday, August 17th.
That's right, and from 10 to 11:30 at the museum. And then this month, our last special walking tour. So we've been talking about these tours all summer, but I want to mention them again because we still have tickets available for each one. So this Saturday is the Capitol Killers walking tour.
Which I did not see on the calendar earlier this summer. Was it added later? Or did I miss it?
On which calendar?
I guess I noticed that there was one for June and July and not for August. But maybe there wasn't one for July.
Okay.
Doesn't
well, it
matter.
Is, it
there
is happening,
one.
For
August
sure.
10th. Sorry.
So it's the 10th at 1 o'clock. And we have four tickets left for this tour. And they are led by Ed Schoenfeld and Betsy Longenbaugh, who are former crime reporters. This tour starts at the museum and it ends at the downtown library. They do a final presentation in that meeting room down there. So definitely call ahead to reserve these spots. They tend to go really quick, especially since it's coming up on Saturday. We do feel that one's best suited for adults or mature teens, because it is of the topic matter. And then our next special tour that's ending this season is the Treadwell Walking Tour, and that is going to happen on the 17th of August. This is led by Jim Garrity, who is just he's a lifelong Alaskan and an avid historian. He's just spent years exploring local mining sites and poring over photos and all the history, and he's just really personable and fun. I did the tour last time that he offered it last month, and it's really enjoyable. I learned a lot. So that one, we still have quite a few tickets left for that one. There are 11 tickets left. It is a tour that begins at Sandy Beach, obviously, and ends there. And it goes from 1 to 3 p.m. Again, that's Saturday, August 17th. And then finally, we have the Downtown Geology Walking Tour, which is its final wrap-up for the season, will be August 21st. That's a Wednesday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. And this one's led by Dr. Kathy Connor. She's a geologist, and Richard Karstensen. And this tour highlights the geology in the downtown Juneau area and how our local geology has influenced the development of our town. And that begins at the City Museum and ends at the Whales Fountain, the Whale Sculpture Fountain. So for all of these tickets, these ones need to be purchased either at the museum or by calling the museum, and I recommend doing that quickly. There's just two spots left on the geology tour.
Your phone number is 586-3572.
Correct, right.
And also, there's a lot of great information on your website and your Facebook page, and it's got all the details, dates, and times for the walking tours on the Facebook page, which I really appreciate.
Yes, yeah. We try to keep it updated in community calendars and online as well. So, yeah.
So walking tours, day of play, solo artist applications, and then there are still two ongoing exhibits at the museum.
There are. So our summer exhibit titled The Rhythm of Winter, What We Do in the Cold and Dark, will be on exhibit through October. And this is a historical look at what we do in those dark months. And we have Christian Carrillo's exhibit titled Legacy, which are paintings that illustrate the impacts of plastic on the ocean, animals, and on the environment. And that one will be up through September as well.
Great. Yeah. How do tourists react to those exhibits? Are they interested in them?
They are, yeah. And they spend time, poring over and asking a lot of questions. They've been enjoying them.
That's great. Alyssa Borges, thanks so much for coming in and speaking with me today. Again, you can find out any and all information about the museum and the tours, their activities on the website, on the Facebook page, by phone, and by email even.
That's right, yeah.
Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you so much.